spittle sprang from his lips, dangling in his beard. Ryan noticed that the knuckles of the old man's right hand were whitening on the trigger of the Heckler & Koch. The sequins on his jacket shimmered in the overhead lights.
Keeper says the law is set on Demis Brexit. Keeper's word runs like the law of maintenance. To venture without is to die, to break!
There was no warning. Lori suddenly moved, pushing past Quint, sending him staggering into Rachel, then running toward Ryan, dropping her own gun.
It's Trap! They kill you! Kill him, Ryan!
Then, the room exploded with violence. Lead streamed out of the silenced MP5 SD2s held by Quint and Rachel. The silenced Heckler & Koch blasters fired subsonic rounds with little more noise than a man coughing. But their effect was devastating in the long 40-bed dormitory. When Lori made her move, screaming out a warning, the room became a bedlam of noise and movement. For an instant, Ryan was frozen by the cry from a girl everyone had thought totally dumb. Then he dove for cover, hitting the floor and crawling toward his bed and weaponry, knowing, as he did, that he was likely to be too slow. He glimpsed feet. They were scrabbling and running everywhere. As he rose, squinting around the bottom of his bed, he took in at a glance what was happening. Quint and Rachel still stood near the doorway, firing their blasters from the hip. Quint was cackling with maniacal laughter, and Rachel's face was frozen in a rictus of savage hatred. Bullets skittered off the wall, striking sparks from the row of lockers.
Isom!
You heard the man, people. Firefight!
Ryan tried to reach the hem of his long coat. He wanted to drag it from his bed and get at the Sig Sauer P226. Another burst of fire exploded along the floor, only inches from his outstretched hand, making him retreat. Then he had the coat and then the pistol, knowing immediately from its weight that it held the full complement of 15 9mm rounds in the mag. As he maneuvered into position for a clear shot, he heard a piercing scream and saw Lori fall in a tangle of flying red clothes, crimson smearing her face.
Fire blast!
He noticed that Quint had moved behind the lockers, only the heavy muzzle of the submachine gun protruding. Rachel had also taken cover behind a bed, cackling her delight at having shot her own great niece. He could see only a couple of his own group. Finnegan was crawling toward his bed after his new Model 92 Beretta hanging in its holster from the bed frame. Aunt Hunniker's cropped green stubble of hair gleamed in the overhead lights. Hun was marvelously athletic, with exceptional strength and agility. Her own Ingram 9mm was on the floor, resting against the television. Making her move, Hun dove into a forward roll, then reached for the blaster. She was straightening when Rachel saw her. The crone hobbled a step sideways, screeched a warning to her husband, brother, then opened up with a burst of continuous fire that ripped into the crouching girl. Hunniker was hit across the chest, the bullets unzipping her clothes and skin and flesh. She was thrown sideways onto her back. The gun fell from her fingers. She tried to get up again, but fell forward in a crouch, her head between her knees, coughing up blood. Oki moved toward the dying woman.
Fucking bastard!
No, Oki! Get back!
Ryan knew that Oki would be cold meat for Rachel, but the Harridan was too busy laughing at her success.
Done the green, bitch, Keeper! Done the green, bitch, in!
Ryan held the stamped steel pistol in his right hand, steadying his aim with his left. He aligned the leaf front sight with the V of the back, centering it on the crowing old woman. He squeezed the trigger three times in rapid succession. Blood appeared among the tatters of leather that hung about Rachel's body. Her cap, with its tawdry glass beads, went flying from her matted gray hair, rattling in a corner of the room. Her arms flung out as though she was trying to stop a runaway horse, and she took three tottering steps backward. She sat on a bed behind her, then rolled onto her side and remained still. Kicking on the floor, hands to her face, Lori was screaming on a single monotonous note that grated at the nerves. JB and Hennings had both got hold of their guns and were opening up on Quint, keeping the malevolent old man cowering behind his makeshift metal barricade. Finnegan had also got hold of his blaster, and Oki had managed to reach her own bed, taking up the M16A1 carbine. There was no sign of Doc at all. Hunniker was moaning, only 5 paces from where Ryan crouched, his warm pistol in his hand, awaiting a chance to waste the Keeper. A lake of blood was spreading slowly from beneath the girl, seeping over the floor. There was a momentary lull in the fighting. On the television, a kitten appeared for a moment, and a surreal flash from a century back. Hun's headphones still poured out the thin sound of a song.
Ryan.
What is it?
I'm done, Ryan.
At least 4 bullets had hit her, dead center in her chest, and Ryan knew it. It would be absurd and dishonest to pretend she would be okay.
Are you in pain?
Not bad. Numb. Maybe I'll be gone before it fucking starts.
You might just be. Another burst of fire from the others ripped into the lockers and walls around Quint. There was no reply at all.
Why? Think you'll ever get to see Suki again?
It was a moment before he figured out who she was talking about. Then he remembered. Suki was the pretty little girl who joined Warwag 1 from Warwag 3 just before the shambles of Moxon. He recalled that Hun had been paying some attention to her.
If I see her, Hun, I'll tell her. Take it easy now.
Hunniker was wearing her new black satin blouse with green leaves embroidered on it. The blood didn't show on it at all.
Hurry, Peg! God damn it! No more! Don't shoot no more! Keeper says put up the blasters! Keeper says he'll yield!
Gun first, Quint. Then you. Hands high as you can get 'em.
Nothing happened for some seconds.
Keeper says, how can he trust you?
Do it. Nobody likes you, but throw out the gun first.
Ryan looked back to where Hunniker was huddled.
Hun, can you hear me?
There was an unmistakable stillness to the green-headed girl, and Ryan knew she was gone. Christy was close behind him.
Is she dead?
Afraid so.
She shouldn't have had to die. Not like this. Not here.
Ryan looked around and saw there were tears glistening at the corners of the girl's eyes.
We all have to sometime, you know.
You swear? You swear you won't hurt Keeper? You done poor sweet Rachel and little Lori.
That murderous old slut of yours blasted that kid, not us.
Didn't have to chill Rachel.
Ryan's pistol remained rock steady in his right fist.
Come out, old man, and cut the bullshit.
Swear I'm safe.
You're safe, Quint. Come on, before we come and gun you out of there ourselves.
Now they were all standing, all pointing their blasters at where Quint was cowering. Even Doc had finally appeared, clutching the Lamar cannon in both hands.
Here's the gun!
Quint tossed the Heckler and Coke on the floor. It skidded and bounced, finishing up a yard.